Well, it's a Monday night. So instead of doing this during the daytime, I've decided to do it at nighttime. It's getting on towards 11 o'clock, and I'll be getting up early in the morning to get some stuff done. Just around about six. I've just published my first article on Medium. I'll link that sometime to LinkedIn and maybe to Facebook and see how we go. It's the first article. I'd like to write more. Remember in February, which is this month, I'll be interviewing people. And it's going to take me a while to get, I'd say, the hang of it or get into the groove. But anyway, you've got to make a start. No matter what it is, if you don't take that first left foot or right foot forward, you're going to be keeping both those feet steady, and that's not good for progress, unless of course you're on a train track and you're on the platform. However, I'm going to read it out, so instead of you having to big button to go to it and look at it, so here it is. It's on Medium. The title is "On Working from Home in 2022." Imagine you're an employee working for a company that has decided to quit renting a commercial building in the central city and has said to you to pack your gear up, take a crappy work laptop that you've been handed, and work from home. Your hours will be the same, your work output will be the same, and you'll have an in-person meetup via a company lunch once or twice a month. Oh, and another thing, you'll be required to attend Zoom meetings at all levels most days, and you'll need to be available by mobile and email, as well as other team integrated systems. If you are customer facing or provide customer support, good luck, you're going to need it. But if you are doing other tasks or responsibilities that do not require you to be that cheerful, knowledgeable person that takes calls from customers, you must or you just may be in luck. For a start, discuss with your boss your expected output each week. Let's say that you could actually perform these tasks in a 4-hour period each weekday, leaving you potentially 20 hours per working week to do as you please. Great for your mental health, your home relationships, and great for your boss if your productivity is topping expectations and the office overheads are smashed. Let's look at what can happen to those who work from home 8 hours a day. One, relationships in the home environment can get strained. Two, noises from other people, music, dogs, etc., during Zoom and team calls are a big problem that can wear down the best of us. Three, mental health as well as physical health can rapidly deteriorate if not catered for by way of planned breaks and human engagement. Plan your week by the day and by the hour to be more productive in a setting of your own choosing that encourages mental and physical well-being. Learn to recognize the signs of fatigue and counterproductivity and wipe out the causes. Negotiate with the head honcho your expected output so you can complete tasks rather than clocking in and clocking out. Seek to have meetings that are somewhat cruelly productive and informative rather than entertainingly boring and unproductive. Engineer yourself as an effective meeting attendee and take notes if need be. Get the balance right and see the benefits. Well, that's the article. Doesn't take long to read, a couple of minutes. I actually believe in that article. I think it's true. If you are not customer facing, if you are not a response team or support team for customers, clients, consumers, then if you're task orientated, see if you can do those tasks in a set time of your choosing. When I say time, I mean time to start and finish. If it's not a requirement that you have to be on board, you could theoretically perform those tasks at any time during the day or night. So what you do is you take a look at your tasks, you discuss with your boss what's required from you, what the expectations are from an input-wise, from a productivity point of view, and you negotiate that you do the task rather than put in the time. If you complete the time or the tasks in a great way, and you're able to do that satisfactorily week after week, you should have a lot more downtime. And that means that those strained relationships at home aren't going to matter so much because you can engineer your own activity so that you don't have 8 hours of complete silence. Imagine you've been working from home for a while, it's okay in the beginning, but now people that are also home can't talk when you're having meetings. They can't do this, they can't do that when you're having meetings. You're closing the door, they're closing the door, and you have a strained environment if any of those people happen to be at home for that particular time of day. This is not always the case, but it is sometimes the case. And that includes dogs, birds, people who want to listen to music, some guy next door decides to buy a chainsaw and chop down trees or whatever. There's all sorts of things that can cause a problem mentally to the person who's required to be there 8 hours a day, attending meetings by Zoom or team meetings, various ways. So this is a way to get the job done, the task done, rather than clocking and punching in your time card. You get these tasks done, and if the boss is a pretty cool dude and will do this and understands that the tasks have to be performed, he will or she will take a different approach, one would hope, and that is productivity. Not as how much I can squeeze out of a person over an hour, 8 hours, but productivity is these tasks need to be completed by one person or two people. Yes, they're getting done. Do I really care if it takes them 40 hours a week or 20 hours? Now, in the old days, or even with some people's thinking, if the person can do that 20 hours, I'd like him to do or her to do twice the amount at 40. That's not necessarily the case. You don't want drones working for you as a boss. What you want is happy people who get on with other people, who do their job and perform it well. And there's a culture to the company that makes that person want to work in that company and can see a pathway to improving their position, to promotion or whatever. Or this is obviously when you're working for somebody else. You may or may not later on work for yourself, but when you're working for somebody, you do want to be productive, but it's really up to the people who run the company to have an ideal culture. What I'm saying in that small article is that 8 hours a day, if you're not customer facing, in a home environment can be counterproductive if you can achieve the same tasks, if you can achieve those tasks in the same amount of time as it would take 8 hours, but you're doing it in 4 hours, etc., then surely that's important because you should be quite happy and everyone should be quite happy, providing it doesn't come back to bite you, which is not the version I'm talking about. But if you do have that person, fantastic, you've done this, now you can do this and that and that and that. And that's what happens with people. And the old days of the Peter Principle come in, and then people leave because we do have the great resignation thing. And that is, you've got to keep people happy. Company culture is really important. This is only a start. I could write many articles on company culture. But company culture requires a certain type of leadership, and that requires an understanding of human nature, an understanding of what is it like to work home or work at home. Work home and work at home are two different things, but they certainly are enveloped in the same thing. And that is, it is a home, not an office. Ideally, you could go out to the back. A very famous author, Roald Dahl, I don't really know how to pronounce his name, I believe he's Welsh. I think he wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or those sort of books that became films. He had a little shed which he would take his thermos and he would walk in there to his shed and he sat down and he had his typewriter, I believe it was, he maybe even done it by longhand, wrote by longhand. But he physically left his house. Elvis left the building and hopped out, went somewhere else. He got things done. People worked from sheds. and they do great stuff in those sheds. They invent many, many things. Many, many big companies, including some computer companies, have started in garages and all sorts of things. So, but if you're stuck in a house in a room and you're tied to a computer and you've got, say, two screens, a laptop or whatever, and another screen, and you're there doing tasks and you've got one or two meetings a day, can you imagine? You've got clutter, you've got various other things, you've got people coming in and out, you've got dogs barking, change orders happening, a construction down the road, people beeping their horns, all sorts of things happening, which can really infuriate you. Combine that with, mental health issues, physical health issues. You've got to have a break often. You've got to have an alarm clock or whatever. Dang, up you get. Off you go somewhere outside, take some fresh air, have a cup of tea, coffee, milk, water, whatever. Think of other things, whittle a broom handle, whatever it is that you do. But doing a task for 4 hours a day, that's 24 hours a week, which, and still getting paid for 40, man, that would turn me on. That would turn many people on. Company culture should be through the roof. However, not everything is simple as it sounds, but if you look at it from that point of view, you can achieve a lot. Anyway, I hope you did enjoy this little insight. I'm sure you'll have things of your own that what you want to say. You can reply on Medium. I don't know much about Medium. I've been on it a long time, but I haven't really used it. So I'm on Twitter, Beautiful NZ on Twitter. And Taryn Hunter on the Medium. And I think you can reply there. Say what you want, it's all good. There's nothing terrible about saying something bad. If you want to say something that's not complimentary, go ahead. I'll enjoy it too. Anyway, I'm very grateful for those of you who are listening right now. And I do hope you have a wonderful evening wherever you are. Take care of yourself. Stay safe, and let's think of great ways to enjoy 2022. Business, home life, recreation, and just doing so many things while we're on here. And let's enjoy ourselves and respect each other. Thanks so much. Have a nice day.